Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. It's official. The National Weather Service called green up in Fairbanks yesterday. Green up is determined by a meteorologist's observation of a green tint of birch and aspen trees leafing out on Chena Ridge. Green up records have been kept since 1974, and this year's came a day earlier than average. The breakup front is moving down the Yukon River. The ice went out at Eagle Thursday. Longtime resident Ann Millard reports that breakup was uneventful.
We were worried about the thickness of the ice, but it had melted in place during the lead-up to breakup. So when it finally broke up, it went out in about 2 hours.
Millard says the water level has been on the low side at Eagle. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says there have been reports of an ice jam 20 miles upstream of Eagle.
And there was some overbank flooding up in Canada, and so that may have been holding some of the water back. But we should see a bigger push of water here in the next couple days after the very warm temperatures over the weekend.
Plum says the primary breakup front remains between Eagle and Circle.
The ice at Circle went out yesterday, and that appears to be just local movement of some of the ice downstream from Circle having shifted and allowing the ice at Circle to move downstream a little ways.
Plum says the threat of ice jam flooding is low through the Yukon Flats.
The ice is kind of sitting in place and weakening and deteriorating, almost looking like it could be a mush-out.
Plum says mush-out conditions could continue downstream, noting there's been movement of ice at the river's mouth. Ice also went out on the Koyukuk River at Bettles yesterday. Fairbanks police are seeking a man suspected in a recent homicide. Police say 29-year-old Joseph Vance Araby is wanted in connection with the May 4th shooting death of 47-year-old Carlos Alberto Zuniga, who was found dead at his Bunnell Street residence. Police have an arrest warrant for Araby, who was described as Alaska native, 6'1", about 185 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, and a tattoo on his neck. Police say Araby was last seen in South Fairbanks. They ask anyone with information about his location to contact the police department and caution them not to approach Araby. Fairbanks firefighters will see higher salaries and better medical coverage following a vote last night by the Fairbanks City Council. The council also voted to acquire the decaying Polaris Hotel. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
For years, the city and its firefighters have wrangled over a failed collective bargaining agreement. By law, the issue went to an arbitrator, which backed higher pay and better health care terms for the firefighters. Almost all who testified at last night's meeting said enough was enough and it was time to put the issue to bed. Councilwoman Joy Huntington agreed.
I decided early on that I would not contribute to the unproductive and negative relationship that has existed between the city and the union, several of the unions, for years and years and years.
Huntington said she was forward-looking and voted for the ordinance honoring the contract. She was joined by a majority of the council. But council members Prues and Cleworth dissented. Cleworth said by voting for the contract, the council was locking the city into an unsustainable future.
My gut feeling is you're going to pass this tonight, and we're going to deficit spend for the balance of the year. We have the right to do that. When the mayor prepares that budget, God help you. I don't know what you're going to do.
Cleworth says just honoring the health care portion of the contract would wipe out reserves. Mayor Jim Matherly admitted he was concerned about deficit spending, but he also ran on a promise of improving employee morale.
We just have to fix these relationships. And I've been working hard to do that. But, you know, a nice how you doing or a go visit them only goes so far.
Matherly says his team is looking at various revenue options. One might be to ask voters to adjust the city's tax cap. That could bring an additional $5 million, but also substantially raise property taxes. And no one at last night's meeting thought that was politically palatable. In other action, the council approved a plan to acquire the shuttered Polaris Hotel if the current owner defaults on back taxes. The ordinance came up late in the meeting and drew no public comments. The action could clear the way for demolishing the decaying structure in Fairbanks. I'm Robert Hannon.
Nearly $10 million allocated to the Army Corps of Engineers will pay for work to ensure the integrity of the Chena Flood Control Project in North Pole. Project manager Tim Favel says additional relief wells will be installed along the 7-mile-long earthen dam to protect it from groundwater seepage during high water events.
Those are the black pipes that you see on the downstream side of the dam. There's about 160 of them in place right now. And what those do is they relieve that uplift pressure from the groundwater associated with a high pool level.
Favel says water that comes out of the relief wells is channeled back to the Chena River. He says drilling of the new wells along the dam will get underway this summer in areas showing signs of seepage.
You might see some small sand boils or something like that where it might be percolating underneath. That's the place to install relief wells. And so far it's been minor, and we want to keep ahead of it.
The Chena Flood Control Project, completed in 1980, is designed to protect Fairbanks from high water events like the 1967 flood that inundated the community 50 years ago this August. $9.7 million for Chena Flood Control Project maintenance and operations is included in an omnibus appropriations bill that passed the U.S. Senate last week. I'm Dan Bross.